One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting.
My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'll be spending a day with Jaden Animations, the incredibly popular, beloved, and vulnerable YouTube animator, to learn what it's like to rise to fame and now run one of the most popular animation channels on the internet. By the end of this video, we'll learn the truth behind Jaden's leaked face reveal and what Jaden's future really looks like. Has animating for her 10 million subscribers been a wholly rewarding experience, or has it come with struggles and hardship far more cruel than anyone could ever imagine? Hello, Jaden.
Hey, Anthony.
How do you think things have changed most since we last talked 2 years ago?
I've just been like tunnel visioned on like, oh, I want to make this video, so I'm going to make it. And then yeah. I'll be like, I want to make this video, and then I make it. And then here we are 2 years later, and you're like, what have you been changing? I was like, I have no idea. I'm just doing what I want.
They already gave me a real dog at that point, but this was good for stopping me before I started trying to ask for another, because boy, did I not take care of the first one.
I'm sitting comfortable, so I'm going to make what makes me laugh and I like, so
yeah.
Everyone else can just hop on board or get out.
In that last video that we made, there were so many comments from people being like, holy shit, Jaden, face reveal? Like,
yeah.
There were so many people that thought that was the first time you'd ever revealed your face.
I'm not like out there or anything. I don't think I've shown my face on my channel more than 2 times. And it's just for like a second. I have it set up where if you want to find it, it's out there. Yeah. But you're not probably going to find it on my channel.
So it's like this way you don't have to do everything in your power to stay anonymous. It's like, yeah, people will see it.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit more comfortable. You're not always nervous.
Yeah.
But also it's not part of your brand.
When I was younger and like more self-conscious, like sad, I was like, I don't want my face out there. I'm too like anxious, self-conscious, like didn't like myself. So I was like, I'm gonna not put it out there because it makes me like really nervous. Mm-hmm. And then now I've grown up and gotten more confident in myself, and I still don't want to like have it out there all the time, but it's like it's not as big of a deal.
You had at least like 2 maybe 3 years on YouTube where you never revealed your face.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't think it was, I was worried about what people would say, because people on the internet lie and will be like, oh, Jaden, I like your stuff. You're awesome.
You think people are lying when they say positive things about you?
I feel like they're biased. I want the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't believe them, and I just, all my feelings are the loudest.
So it wouldn't matter what they said?
Yeah, it was just like,
whether it be good or bad?
In my own head, I was very upset about it, like worrying about that stuff.
So then when did your face reveal finally happen?
The first time I ever went to VidCon, people are gonna see me, so I need to just like get over it and stuff. It was like a really stressful VidCon where I was very self-conscious and like scared.
That was your kind of face reveal in a sense, but it wasn't supposed to be for the internet. It was supposed to be for the people there in person.
Yeah, and then like one of the people in the groups was like vlogging and like in my face and stuff. And then after VidCon and he was like getting the video together for his vlog, I was like, can we like edit my face out? I'm actually not that comfortable with it. And they're like, yeah. Like, I was like, I'll edit it myself. I edited it all, it took like a couple hours, and I sent it back. And then he's like, I think I'm gonna put the one with your face up.
Why?
And I was like, what? Okay.
Did they wanna have like the hot scoop, this is Jaden's face reveal on my channel?
They had like, you know, Jaden, like VidCon vlog featuring Jaden, my name was first, and like they put hashtag Jaden face reveal and stuff in the tags and stuff, and I was like, okay.
You're really willing to burn some bridges to get an exclusive.
I was like self-conscious enough to be like, oh, I guess I'm in the wrong here.
So after this person leaked your face, between that time period and then you actually revealing it yourself, how long was that and what was that time period like?
Half a year, six months, I felt awful. I was like, get used to it, but I'm really not comfortable right now, but it's out there, so my emotions don't really matter.
You just have to kind of deal with it?
Yeah, it was just me trying to come to terms with being okay, even though I was in a very early stage.
You're like, I have to be comfortable with this because I have no choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Your official face reveal was super vulnerable. Like, you went into all the details about what was going on internally, why you didn't face reveal, like how self-conscious you were, just kind of like self-esteem issues, how you were going through an eating disorder through that time period. And at the end of that video, you revealed your face for like 1 second. Yeah, one second.
I felt like I had to explain why I didn't have a face reveal, but my face was already revealed.
Every person I met, the voice inside me said, you're such a disappointment. You aren't good enough for them. I felt like I could feel every single person's discontent through their embrace.
And like all my things that I've been dealing with or thinking about and struggling with, and just like explain the situation a little bit.
Yeah.
And be like, also, like, wasn't my choice.
How did you feel before pressing that upload button? Or did you like have to take a couple deep breaths?
I scheduled it and I left.
You didn't even think about it?
People started texting me like, oh my God, your video. I was like, oh, I can't look at a phone.
I've interviewed lots of faceless YouTubers who have not revealed their face yet. And we talk a lot about like the anxiety surrounding that. But I've never actually sat down with someone who was faceless at some point and then revealed their face. What was the aftermath of your face reveal like?
Well, I think mine is inherently different because it's not like, hey guys, happy music, here's my face. It was like, I'm very depressed and I am struggling. Here's my face anyway. I didn't want it out. Yeah. So it was like a lot of support. So it still took me like a while to like get more comfortable in my own skin. I have a very like shy, anxious persona online. And that was true when I was like 16 and sad. I wouldn't say that I don't relate to that person anymore. I'm just like a different person now.
Does any part of you wish that you were still faceless?
Yes.
Yes.
Just having my little cartoon character, and I would like people to really just see me as that person. It's a double-edged sword. Like, I really like going to conventions and stuff and like having fun on panels and meeting fans and
doing
stuff.
Doing interviews.
But it can't. Yes. So I think the level I'm at right now is pretty comfortable.
Where people can see your face if they really want, but it's like,
yeah, they have to go out of their way to find it, really.
How much of you has changed since that video?
Not struggling with an eating disorder anymore. I'd say I'm much more confident in myself, being like around confident people and people who are like have their shit together. And it's like, I was worried that like if I became sure of myself and confident, I would be arrogant and cocky.
Yes.
So it's like I was terrified of that, so I kept myself down as being anxious and self-conscious. But I found people who have found the healthy middle. And I'm like, oh, that!
You cannot hate yourself, but then also not be arrogant?
No one told me that.
I have went through that as well, where it was almost like the more confident I started to feel, the more I started to get scared that I was gonna become arrogant, and the more I beat myself up and made myself feel guilty and selfish and all these other things just to keep me down.
When you like identify yourself as the shy, anxious, like self-conscious person and you start working on that, it feels like once you don't have that anymore, you don't know who you are.
And then with your eating disorder, you kind of mentioned a little bit that it was like a little bit of control that you were looking for, a little control in your life.
When I went to college and realized I had to be a person, I was like, oh, let's see where I'm at. I was like, I hate myself. Controlling what I ate felt like the only thing I could do.
I also dealt with something similar where I was heavily into calorie counting, and like seeing the numbers there made me feel like I had control. I don't know what I was going through at the time, but I felt like everything was out of control. And that was the one thing that I could grasp.
Yeah, look at my number. Look how low it is.
So see, I accomplished getting that number low.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to do that? I did that. How did you get past that?
I dealt with it for X amount of months. And then I was like, you know what? This sucks. I feel awful. I'm cold all the time. It's summer in Arizona and I've got a blanket on.
So
and
you just decided you're good with it?
I was like, dude, I can't.
Was that a struggle stopping that cycle?
Yeah, of course. But I was just like, I need to get better. Otherwise, I'm not gonna, like, I'll be stuck like this forever, which is unhappy. And it took like many, many years and stuff. But it's gotten to a point where it feels very natural and I'm pretty satisfied.
And that sense of control that you had before, you kind of start to realize that it controlled you.
It pops up here and there, just like,
hey, wanna come back? Life has been kind of hard recently. How about you?
You wanna control something? I got you.
Everyone who has had an eating disorder is probably gonna have to battle for or manage for the rest of their life, but it's at a good point.
What first got you into the world of YouTube animation?
I used to be really obsessed with Minecraft. 14 years old. I played every day after school with my brother. And then one day it just like my laptop broke. I was like, I need to watch Minecraft if I can't play it. So I typed it into YouTube and I found Minecraft YouTube channels. I found this channel called Dia's Cupquake. Then they started putting fan art at the end of their videos. And I was like, oh, I want to get my drawing in their video. And then they put it in the video. And I was like, oh, that was like the highest I've ever been in my life. They were saying like, oh, we want to see if we can find an animator to do animated gaming content. I sent another fan art and then a message. I was like, I could try to animate for you. So they reached out and they're like, do you have anything to show? Do you have any animations? And I was like, no. So I like drew something, like a tiny little whatever. And then they're like, yeah, we'll hire you.
So what were you doing? Were you Googling how do I animate?
Yeah. The reason I was aware of animation was in my junior year of high school, my parents were like, oh, we need to figure out what you want to do for
life?
Yeah. And my mom's like, how about you work for Pixar? So they put me in a 3D animation class and I hated it, but I was still interested in animation. So I just typed into YouTube how to animate. And then I was like, here you go. A month later, the video hit a million views and I messaged them. I was like, the video hit a million views. Thank you for having me. And they're like, oh yeah, of course. Do you want to do another? I was like, yes. Every single time I'm like, you guys shouldn't have hired me. It worked out, luckily. Yeah. And then as I grew, I was like, oh, imposter syndrome. I was like, I don't know the ratio of people who are just watching because I'm the Aya's Cupquake animator girl, or if they just like my stuff.
Was there a moment when you realized, oh shit, this could be my career, this could be a lifelong thing?
When I went into college, I had to kind of put it on the sidelines. Halfway into the college year, I was like, this is too hard. I really want to do like YouTube. So I went up to my parents and I was like, hello, parents. I think I want to quit college.
What did they say?
Well, my dad was really like supportive. He's always been like, you know, I just want you to do what you want to do and be happy. And then my mom's like, okay, hold on. We need to make sure you have like a safety net. Basically just decided I can take a year off to do YouTube full time.
Yeah.
And in that year, if I can make X amount of money, then they'll be like, we have no reason to not believe that you can not support yourself. We didn't even get a couple months in and they're like, you're fine. And they've been supportive ever since.
What has been your most bizarre?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Fan experience.
This person found my mom's phone number and would constantly call her saying like, I think I'm your long lost son. And Jaden's my sister.
Your mom would know if she had a long lost son.
Yeah, you don't ask the mother.
That's where they f***ed up.
Yeah. Dad had to like pick up and be like, stop calling. And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not your son. I think I'm just in love with Jaden.
Your most popular video that you've ever made, it's your Pokemon Nuzlocke.
There's a set of self-imposed rules you can add to the games to make them more challenging, called a Pokemon Nuzlocke.
I definitely didn't expect it to like blow up. Yeah. I really liked Pokemon YouTubers and stuff, and I watched Nuzlockes all the time, and I always wanted to do one. And I figured like, oh, I do animation, it's not really compatible. And I was like, I'm gonna do it anyway, f*** it. I'm happy that actually, I think Nuzlockes have started becoming more popular again. I don't want to take credit, but maybe
it's
from my video.
It's all because of Jaden Animations. Round of applause for bringing it back. How many hours do you put into each video, and how many hours does each of your team members put into the video?
For the past Nuzlocke we did, I recorded it in September, and we posted at the very end of December.
Okay.
So it was like 3 months of like constant work.
And I could see a lot of people being like, that is so much work. Like how could it be worth it to put that much time into just one YouTube video? But then you see your video has 66 million views, obviously.
It's also off. Just like, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, and so I'm willing to do it.
What do you think have been some of the toughest moments of having so many eyes on you at all times?
Before, it was a lot of imposter syndrome. I was very self-conscious, anxious, depressed, and stuff, so it was a lot. And now I'm kind of like, it's just how it is.
So you don't become like obsessed with how's the video doing or what do people think
no,
of it?
No, I don't. I know I have a very addictive personality. So yeah. If I start trying to obsess over numbers and try to optimize and stuff, first of all, I really can't because of animation. And second of all, I just get sad. So I'm like, I'm not going to even start going down that path.
You mentioned that you've been journaling a lot more lately. Has that been helping you as well?
Yeah, I've always journaled when I've been at very detrimental point in my life.
Yeah.
Like with the eating disorder, with the face reveal, with like various other things, just journaling and writing down my thoughts because I keep everything to myself. I'm like, I'll figure it out by myself. I'll get over it by myself. Other people can't help. And I also feel like, you know, since it's my problem, other people can only like give their opinion. So journaling helps me get more in touch with what I'm thinking.
When you get like thousands of these different small little feelings all building up, they like have nowhere to go and they just sit there within you.
I've built like the tendency to just take one thought and think it over and over and over until I finally have figured it out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, this is the emotion. Now I gotta stop feeling that and I'll push it away.
Right.
Now I have dissociation problems.
How's that working?
I feel very numb. But I'm working on it.
So you still have a pile building there, but you're slowly chipping away.
Yeah, writing it down and helps me like figuring it out. And also therapy, of course.
Before we continue learning about the world of Jaden Animations, I wanted to let you know that you can watch the first episode I did with Jaden over 2 years ago by tapping the link up in this corner. And it was actually one of the first episodes I did in this entire series ever. So if you want a blast of the past and you want to see how much has changed, you should check that out. We've also got a podcast version of this series that's optimized so you can just zone out while you draw or animate or just to make your inner monologue shut the fuck up for 20 minutes. I'd also like to thank BetterHelp Online Therapy for their continued partnership. Therapy has been super helpful in shaping who I am today by allowing me to have empathy for my younger self and therefore understand my current self better. But therapy can be customized to whatever is right for you and can be really useful in providing tools to help with motivation or feelings of depression, anxiety, stress, insecurity, or whatever else that you might specifically need. BetterHelp has been continuing to improve throughout the years and screens all therapists to ensure that they have experience and are certified and licensed and provides customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your licensed therapist so you don't have to see anyone on camera or even speak over the phone if that's not something that you're comfortable with. Therapy can be expensive, and the price of finding a therapist that you like and actually click with can get overwhelming, which is why BetterHelp offers a more affordable alternative to in-person therapy, where you can start communicating with your therapist in less than 48 hours. So thanks again to BetterHelp, who are giving I Spend a Day with viewers and listeners 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Padilla. That's betterhelp.com/Padilla. Now back to the world of Jaden Animations. There has been rampant lewd and X-rated art created based on your character.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it is so rampant that there are videos out there of people saying, this is too much, this needs to stop. Have you ever talked about any of this?
No, I haven't. And people have thought that I have. There's rumors, people say she's said this or she said this, and it's like, you're all wrong. I haven't said anything, and you're crazy to think that I would.
Because like, if you bring it up, then it draws more attention to it.
There's the people who know about it and are telling me to say something about it.
Yeah.
There's the people who are making it, who are aware of it. And then there's the general audience who doesn't know. So why would I talk about it and just make them aware of it? People are like, think that I have a choice on like, hey, let's take it all down.
Right.
It's like, that's not how it works. Would I encourage it? No. Do I want it? No. Do I have a choice? No. I've talked to like managers and people who like are connected to Google, and I've like can we like do something? And they're like, let me check. And they'll come back to me and be like, nope. I wish that like children and my family members and all my friends can't find it immediately. Mm-hmm. I just wish that it wasn't so easily accessible. And the people who are making the videos really, they make me a little bit more upset because they're pretending to take the moral high ground on like, this is horrible.
Right.
When they're the ones who are really like profiting and benefiting. True, and true. You can't pretend to be the good person in this scenario. Like, to put it lightly, I don't really appreciate it.
How do you choose what to share with your audience versus what to keep private?
Even though I have told like a lot of stories, I think I still am as private as possible. Mm. I've focused a lot on my personal and IRL friendships and people that I genuinely care about. I will share things with them. The internet is not a place where I want validation or need it, mm-hmm. or care about people's opinions.
I get my feelings hurt sometimes by negative comments, of mm-hmm. course. Thank you so much for leaving some of those down below. But then also, I feel really good when I receive a positive comment, and I kind of realize that if I'm going to give weight to any of them, then I gave weight to all of them. So I kind of need to give weight to none of them.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of hard because I'm like, I want to show appreciation to people that do leave positive things, mm-hmm. but you kind of just have to numb yourself from it, from all of it, so that the hurtful stuff doesn't hurt you.
It's very addictive to just go all in, but it's just like, it's people that I, of course, I am very appreciative about.
I see your social skills have only remained
I appreciate
top-notch
you.
Since our last interview.
Thanks.
Did you just burp?
Of course, I am very appreciative of all the support and people that are very nice and supportive. In the grand scheme of things, no one's opinion on the internet really is super valuable to me personally.
I could see some people saying like, oh, that's harsh, you know, I'm a fan and yet you don't necessarily care about my opinions.
Yeah.
But like, the truth is that's
parasocial, baby.
It's parasocial.
No matter what you think I'm like, I'm always going to be just a little bit different. People will never fully be able to see me as a person. It's always the idea of Jaden.
So what's next for you? Do you have like big aspirations and plans to do something that's just like astronomical out of this world?
Or I just go video to video. Mm. We kind of just finished a big project, which was the anime intro. I think it's the coolest thing that we've made. I'm really just trying to enjoy the time that I have here, make it as long as possible on a like very growing and non-stopping platform.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't have plans to leave. I just am going to make my silly videos, have a fun time, maybe make people have also a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Anna wants to know if you still like Thoth on your pasta.
I had a lisp as a kid, and then I said that I had a lisp, and people bully me now.
Was that one of your fans bullying you?
I said that was like something I was bullied by my family about. And then people were like, let's continue that. Let's keep
doing
that.
Anything you give to the internet, any weak point, people are like,
we like weak points.
This was permission. She served it on
permission.
A silver platter.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
That I'm still very shy, anxious. Like maybe when I was 16, but I've been on here for like 6 or 7 years now. I've kind of learned the ropes and, you know, I'm all good. You guys don't need to like get mad about people for me.
Do you feel like you've kind of been boxed into the persona that you had when you first started?
Yeah, I think it makes sense because for like 5 or so years, that's how I really was. But since I've developed confidence, I'm more sure of myself, I've kind of figured things out, gotten more over anxiety and depression and stuff that I was struggling with. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm a completely different person, but people keep assuming that I'm still like that. People really don't know me to my core,
right?
Like my friends and family do.
You got 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into that camera. Go.
Well, shout out to my team and not Ari. subscribe to Anthony Padilla, I guess.
That was the most raving review I've ever had. Well, there you have it. I spent a day with Jaden Animations, and I feel like I understand her a little bit better. And one thing that really stuck with me is how important it is to not rely on outside sources for validation, because whether you find something positive or not, it can really start to eat at you and speak more loudly than your own voice. I really commend Jaden's creativity and strength as she shares these deeply vulnerable experiences for millions of people to relate with and apply to their own lives. The reunion of Team 66% Vegan, by the way.
I want to tell you all the story about what happened at Mr. Beast's 100K YouTuber Battle Royale. Two of the three people on our team are vegan, so we decided to name ourselves 66% Vegan.
Well, we are Team 100% Vegan
100% now. 100%
now. Take that, James.
Took out the anchor.
Yeah. Thanks for winning me 33,000, by the way.
Oh, that's easy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.